stone stairs, a passage just wide enough for one person ascended. "Now comes Roland," he called, and the words seemed to spiral up into infinity. "Thee at the top, hear and make me welcome if you would. If you're my enemy, know that I come unarmed and mean no ill." He began to climb. 19 steps brought him to the first landing, and to each one thereafter. A door stood open here, and beyond it was a small round room. The stones of its wall were carved with thousands of overlapping faces. Many he knew. One was the face of Calvin Tower, peeping slyly over the top of an open book. The faces looked at him, and he heard their murmuring. "Welcome, Roland, you of the many miles and many worlds. Welcome, thee of Gilead, thee of Eld." On the far side of the room was a door flanked by dark red swags traced with gold. About 6 feet up from the door, at the exact height of his eyes, was a small round window, little bigger than an outlaw's peek-hole. There was a sweet smell, and this one he could identify. The bag of pine sachet his mother had placed first in his cradle, then later in his first real bed. It brought back those days with great clarity, as aromas always do. If any sense serves us as a time machine, it's that of smell. Then, like the bitter call of the alkali, it was gone. The room was unfurnished, but a single item lay on the floor. He advanced to it and picked it up. It was a small cedar clip, its bow wrapped in a bit of blue silk ribbon. He had seen such things long ago in Gilead, must once have worn one himself. When the sawbones cut a newly arrived baby's umbilical cord, separating mother from child, such a clip was put on above the baby's navel, where it would stay until the remainder of the cord fell off, and the clip with it.